Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Just hours left before Hanukkah begins. Last minute political gifts on the table now. You know, the rule for dinner tables around the holidays is so often don't talk religion or politics. But what about for Christmas and Hanukkah gifts? The religion taboo is a little problematic, given that they are religious holidays. But do you avoid or embrace political gifts? So we got an email promoting gifts from the GOP store. We're on all the parties' lists, in case you're wondering. And it made me wonder what gifts you're giving that have an overt or maybe even more subtle political message attached. They're selling the RNC iPad skin for the Republican techie in your life, or the 2011 commemorative RNC Christmas ornament. It's not the most romantic thing, and it's not the most spiritual thing, but hey, maybe you want the 2011 commemorative Republican National Committee Christmas ornament. There's also a Witch Mitt mug from the DNC. That's the attack ad mug. You want to drink your Christmas cocoa in a Witch Mitt attack ad mug from the Democratic National Committee? And what would a libertarian gift be? How about some of our Ron Paul listeners? Are there any libertarian? What do you give some? Maybe you don't give a libertarian a gift so that you don't impose anything on their personal liberty. I don't know. Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. If you're giving any kind of political gift or any interesting one that you have given in the past, 212-433-9692 with our political gift guide and Michael in Park Slope. You're on WNYC. Hey.
Hi, Brian. I'm getting a couple of people copies of Last Summer at Coney Island on DVD. It's a terrific documentary that was on PBS this past year, and I think it perfectly captures the political and personal wrangling over at Coney Island during the past few years.
Good one. Thank you very much. Mark in Rego Park, you have a political gift item?
Yes, I'm a conservative. I always give the Limbaugh letter. I used to give the Dartmouth Review, and then people found out it was free, and people got angry at me.
Thank you very much. Beth in the Village, you're on WNYC. You have a political gift?
Well, it's a gift. We always make our own Christmas cards. And in the year 2000, after the Bush v. Gore debacle, in our opinion, we made a holiday card that you could vote for your favorite holiday. And we used old computer cards that had the window, and we cut up Chad's and put it in the little window. And then we put a ribbon on it so it could be a Christmas tree ornament. And
wow,
our friends
creative.
Have it year after year on their tree.
Remember the hanging Chad.
Remember the hanging Chad.
Beth, thank you very much. Susan in Manhattan, you have a political gift?
Yeah, I give out memberships to organizations that I support. One is CAMRA for trying to deal with media bias against Israel. The other is to the Israel Project. And the other is to Stand With Us, which tries to help college students who are trying to fight strong Israel bias on campuses.
Thank you very much. Jennifer in Princeton, you're on WNYC. You have a political gift?
Yes. My daughter wants to be governor of New Jersey one day, or president, and so I got her the President White House Christmas tree ornament that they sell at the post office, and she really likes that.
Thank you very much for the future governor of New Jersey on your holiday shopping list. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 with your political holiday gifts. Now, do you give political holiday gifts because you know the recipient will love it? Or are you poking fun sometimes or even being a little hostile? Have you ever done that? You know, I don't think Susan's going to give her pro-Israel gifts to a Palestinian neighbor. That wouldn't be funny. Nobody's going to think that's funny. Nobody's going to do it. But what about that Limbaugh letter, the Rush Limbaugh newsletter from Mark in Rego Park? Anybody giving something like that, ironically, again, from any political perspective, or to give somebody a little bit of a tweak? Are you giving a future occupier a Great Revolutionary's finger puppet set? Have you ever seen those? They're really very funny. Mandela, Gandhi, Che Guevara, and Trotsky in the Great Revolutionary's finger puppet set. Are you buying an Obama refrigerator magnet from the White House shop? They sell that. And given how low congressional approval ratings are, maybe somebody's giving a Capitol building snow globe. That would be the perfect humorous political gift, I think, for, you know, people of any political persuasion this year. Tanya in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tanya.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What you got?
I've got the global warming mug. So when you put hot liquid in it, it shows where global warming is occurring. And, of course, it's made in China.
There's something that the hot liquid does to change the display?
Exactly. So you have a picture of, like, different parts of the world, and the liquid just shows you where there's a high level, you know, apparently where global warming is occurring. And as I said, it's made in China, so I thought that was interesting.
Tanya, thanks a lot. Nicole in Morris County, what's your political gift?
My father put on his wish list that he wanted ammunition for Christmas, so that's what we're giving him.
Now, this would not be political if he's just going out hunting. What exactly does he want this ammunition for? I'm almost afraid to ask.
No, he just wants to learn to shoot better. He's not a hunter. He's never been a hunter for as long as I can remember my entire life, 30 years. He never wanted a gun in his house. It's only been in the last year and a half.
So is he training for an insurgency, or is he trying to make an NRA statement, or, you know, like, what's it about?
An NRA statement.
Okay. Nicole, thank you very much. Happy holidays. Mike in Newark, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
Yes, hi. I've ordered about 20 bumper stickers that say repeal.
And do they indicate, is that an implied message that people know that means repeal Obamacare, repeal Dodd-Frank, et cetera?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you very much. Larry in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Larry.
Hi there. Well, I'm going to go peel off all of my bumper stickers that he gives everybody. And I bought some bumper stickers from the Woody Guthrie website that say, "This land is your land. Vote."
There you go. 212-433-WNYC with your political holiday gifts. David in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello. Political lapel buttons go down really well. 4 years ago, well, in 2008, I made a huge success handing out Obama buttons. The person, the recipient, doesn't have to wear them. They're not one of these things that somebody has to show their appreciation of. They can be intended ironically and easily disposed of. If you don't want to wear them, they can be converted easily into Christmas tree ornaments. If you're in the GOP camp, you can hand out very relevant ones right now. And it's never too soon for Democrats to start breaking out the Obama memorabilia.
And if you give them to little kids and they put them away for 50 years, they may be worth something someday.
They will indeed. I have a Jimmy Carter button.
I don't know what that's worth, though.
Carter Mondale is going to be pretty obscure.
David, thank you for your call. We're collecting your political holiday gift ideas for the Brian Lehrer Show Holiday Gift Guide. The Washington Post Political Gift Guide includes Mitt Romney flip-flops. Didn't they have Kerry flip-flops in 2004? That was a big thing, right? And a shopping bag with an image of Michelle Obama on it. And they point out that some of those GOP gifts that we mentioned at the top might be targeted more to the 1%, cufflinks and ties, while the DNC goods are more on the order of refillable water bottles and baseball caps. Does that make giving luxury gifts in and of themselves a political gift this year because people aren't afraid of flaunting it a little bit? Robert in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Robert.
Yeah, hi. I've got two books that I'm going to be giving out. One of them is Someplace Like America with an introduction by Bruce Springsteen. It's, you know, non-partisan, but it's very political. And the other one is Catherine Cryer's Patriot Acts, What Americans Must Do to Save the Republic. Both of those books, I think, if nothing else, they'll be very educational to the people who I'm planning to give them to.
Thank you very much. Amy and Ramsey, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi. Mine is something I received. It's an Obama coffee mug with a nice picture of the president on one side, and on the back is a copy of his birth certificate.
Wow. That's funny. Thank you very much. Yes, and speaking of books, Dreams from My Father. Anybody giving that Obama book, or one of the Republican candidates' books. You know, if you're not looking at it already, our politics website, it's freecountry.org, has a running Republican book sales tracker. So they're looking at how Ron Paul's Liberty Defined is doing next to Mitt Romney's No Apology, next to Rick Perry's Fed Up. Love these titles, right? You could tell these are Republican titles. No Apology, Fed Up. I guess Fed Up could be anybody. Newt Gingrich's A Nation Like No Other. Rick Santorum's It Takes a Family. And Michelle Bachmann's memoir, I think, is still number one on the Republican book sales tracker, Core of Conviction. You know, we should do that. Make a note, producer. Let's do Democratic candidate book titles compared to Republican book titles. And we'll see if the Democrats come up with things like No Apology, A Nation Like No Other, Fed Up, Core of Conviction, or if they somehow run in a different direction. David in West Haven, you're on WNYC. Hi, David.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's your political gift?
Well, I'm giving the Obama Chia Pet Head to all of my most staunch Republican friends.
The Obama Chia Pet Head, what does that do?
It's grows hair. It's available actually at Kmart of all places, and they are... It's like a chia pet where it grows. You can have the chia herb garden. It grows. You water it, and it grows. These seeds grow, and it grows Obama with hair.
Thank you very much, I guess. By the way, when we run out of time in a minute, you can keep this going on our webpage. It's getting pretty fun there, and you can keep sharing just hours to go before Hanukkah begins. So people need their last-minute gifts. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and keep your political gift suggestion sharing going. It's John in East Northport. You're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Hello, how are you? Yes, I have got for my brother a Hawaiian Obama in a grass skirt and a ukulele dashboard doll.
Lovely. Just don't get distracted while driving, or Congress is going to have to pass a law against it. Joan and Rumson, you get our last one.
I gave all of my 7 siblings last year the United States Constitution, what it says and what it means. It's a hip pockets guide, and I got it on the NPR website.
And it's good for people of any political persuasion.
Exactly.
What do you think of this, Joan, from Amy in Manhattan posting on our site? What kind of gift do you give a libertarian? Whatever you want.
That's great.
Thanks for calling. Listeners, thanks for all your gifts to the political gift guide, Brian Lehrer Show at WNYC.org.